Hey guys, welcome back to the Angela Bless Show. I definitely have to get me another one or two phones. I already have the Samsung Ultra 23. This is 23, I think. So my Samsung Note 10 is acting up. And not only is it acting up, I broke my iPhone 12, the screen, the motherboard, all that's cracked. So, you know, to repair that is $175. I refuse to pay $175. I will buy me another phone, but I love when people can't contact me. My kids know where to contact me. My mom do, but like my phone ringing off the hook, I'm fine with it. So unfortunately, I'll get my phone fixed very soon. I can't even connect my mics to the 10, but I'm going to jump right into it. You can tune into the Angela Bless Show every Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms, guys. On Tuesdays, we have Help Find Me, Missing Persons. This is our second season. I think 8th or 9th episode, Missing in Florida. On Thursdays, we just do like regular interviews with topics and so forth like that. And guest speakers and all of that. And on Sundays, it's unsolved crimes also. So guys, we do have the radio station. Like I said, mid-April the website will be done and ready to get in place. So guys, I kind of went way back. I missed a person today. Is Tiffany Sessions. I'm praying I say their name right. Tiffany Louise Sessions. She was born October the 29th, 1968, is a missing woman from Tampa, Florida, who was last seen on February 9th, 1989. Her family nicknamed her Tiffany. She was attending the University of Florida in Gainesville and was majoring in business. So let's jump right into her disappearance. On the afternoon of Sessions' disappearance, she told her roommate that she was going out alone for a power walk between 4 and 5 in the afternoon. So they're saying between 4 and 5 in the afternoon. Tiffany left her apartment on Southwest 35th Place. Tiffany left her wallet, identification keys in her apartment. Tiffany was wearing a white pullover sweatshirt with long sleeves and gray horizontal stripe with aspirin print on the front of the shirts, collar, red sweatpants, and tennis shoes. She was also wearing two-tone silver gold women's Rolex wristwatch and was carrying a black Sony Walkman. So you got to remember, guys, this was back in the 80s when this happened to her. After 5 hours, when Tiffany had still not returned, her roommate alerted Tiffany's mother that her daughter was missing. The police did not initially handle the disappearance as a crime because the crime scene had not been found. There was no sign that Tiffany had left her apartment parking lot, nor were there any signs of a struggle. People who were in that area of Tiffany's disappearance have stated that someone fitting the Tiffany's description was seen speaking to individuals sitting inside a vehicle. Individuals. That means that was more than one person. Eyewitness was certain whether the woman entered the vehicle, and the authorities have never confirmed that the individual in question was Tiffany. So I think what they need to do, they need to go back, because they're I know the parents want this case solved and closed, or they want the remains, or want to know what happened to their daughter. I think if the witnesses are still alive, they need to go back and talk to the witnesses and go back and read the report. You know, sometimes you go back one time, two, three, four times. Sometimes you don't get to the sixth time. You're missing something in that report. Now, I heard of this guy before, an investigation. Michael Christopher Knickerbocker, if I'm saying his name, was considered a suspect in Sessions' disappearance. While Knickerbocker was in prison serving 5 consecutive life sentences, he reportedly told his fellow inmates that he had murdered Tiffany. He also said he had chained Tiffany to a tree and disregarded her body close to Fort Myers in the Kalahuchi River. But because Knickerbocker was not living in Gainesville at the time of Tiffany's disappearance, they fabricate that involvement has been questioned. So my thing is when it comes to this, hopefully y'all don't hear that. My thing is, I heard of this guy before, Knickerbocker. So I'm sorry guys, I thought I had my phone on Do Not Disturb. I don't understand why it's coming through the thing. I think they should look at him. Because he did not live in Gainesville at the time doesn't mean he didn't do the crime. So I really think that they should look at this guy as a suspect, go back and read the what he said, and go back and look at him, because I heard of this guy before. So they did have a person a suspect in interest. As in 2014, police believe that now deceased and convicted serial killer Paul Eugene Rojas was responsible for the Sessions disappearing and murder. I don't think so, because that don't fit his profile. I think Knickerbocker has something to do with it. At the time of Tiffany's disappearance, Roy was working for a construction-related company near the path where Tiffany was last seen. Roy did not show for work the day Tiffany went missing. He probably was out committing another crime. Tiffany had kept an address book with information on people he had murdered. Discovered by investigation in January 2013, following interviews with Roy, he died a month later. The book listed Linda Fonda, known to be one of his victims, as the first woman he killed, and it may also contain a cryptic reference of Elizabeth Foster, another known victim whose body was found about 1 mile from where Tiffany disappeared. Notable, the book contained the notification, we had letters in here, guys, believing by investigators to refer to Tiffany's date of disappearance and to identify her as Roy's second victim. I think Knickerbocker has something to do with it. So I'm going to read what they're saying to find the Tiffany Sessions projects and aftermath. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has said the search of Tiffany is the largest fraud in history. Public efforts to find Tiffany's include the Charlie Project and the Tiffany Facebook project page. The Tiffany's family are offering $25,000 reward for any information in the case. They have worked closely with the Sheriff's Department and Florida Department of Law Enforcement to find Tiffany remains or convict any suspects involved in the case. In 2013, Detective Kevin Ellis said he had made finding Tiffany has his number one case. I don't know if he's still on the case right now. I mean, I can actually Google it and go back and let you guys know and do an update. Tiffany's mother, Hillary, has written a book about her missing daughter called Where's My Tiffany? Describing her joy in raising Tiffany and her heartbreak in losing her. So the thing is, let's go back. Tiffany went out jogging. She left everything. You normally leave everything with you unless you got one of those. Back then, they probably didn't have the little thin fanny pack that you could put your car and your keys in. And it goes around your waist, under your clothes, or anything. So she left. But witnesses said they saw her talking to two people. They didn't say the two people in a car was a guy or a girl. And I think they allegedly said they think she got in the car. So my thing is, did she make it to the trail or did she get snatched in that car? My thing is, I mean, just because he found numbers in his book, do they really think he abducted her and did something to her? Or they're not going to believe Knickerbocker did anything to her? This is a sad case because this case is over 30 years old. And Tiffany went missing in 1989. You know, you send your kids off to college and you expect them to come back emerging this amazing person. Or, you know, just coming back with life experience. Whether they choose the line of studies that they went to school for, majors they went to school for or not. But you expect for your children to come back home well alive. But in some cases, you know, I feel bad for the parents that for those who children have been, I want to put the word right, murder also, but you retrieve their bodies. You know, my prayers are with you guys, you know, from all race, from all backgrounds. So guys, if you have any information on the Tiffany Louise Sessions case, she was last seen February 9th, 1989. Please contact the Gainesville Police Department or either the FBI Holmes. I believe Tiffany was the only child to Patrick and Hillary. I think she was the only child. So Michael Christopher Knickerbocker was considered a suspect in Tiffany's disappearance. While Knickerbocker was in prison serving 5 consecutive life sentences, he reportedly told his fellow inmates that he had murdered Tiffany. He also said he had chained Tiffany to a tree and discarded her body close to Fort Myers. I'm going to go take a look at this river. That's a pretty big river. I don't know, guys. So what's your guess on this? You do really think... I'm going to go back because I know that name for me just Googling. And maybe I talked about Unsolved Cases with one of his... he was another suspect in so many murders. What do you think, guys? Something definitely happened to her. And I think they need to go back and revisit the people that saw her in the parking lot talking to the car. What's the description of the car? Who was in there? A female? Male? You know, did she actually make it to the trail where she was jogging at? Or was she snatched and kidnapped before she came to jog? Do they really think the other guy has something to do with it? You know, your guess is good as mine's. But I put my prayers for Tiffany's family, that God give you peace through this situation. And not knowing is a very hard thing. Very hard thing. I experienced something like that. But my child ended up coming back home. So my prayers to you that God continue to bless y'all. Y'all hear the music? I know all things going on. I'm recording. That God continue to bless you and give you guys resolve issues. And the case will get solved sooner than later. All right, guys. I love you guys. I approve this message. If you hear all kinds of noise, I had to go outside in my office to record. But it's okay. And I love you guys. Continue to be blessed.